From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. Two Lee County assistant principals are relieved because their one-year-old son no longer has to wear a helmet that was reshaping his head for 23 hours a day. The helmet was created using a 3D laser scanner in Fort Myers. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros has more.
Jasper Bigger was born with tightness in his neck, causing his head to favor one side more than the other. After about 3 months, that limited range of motion led to plagiocephaly. The condition is also called flat head syndrome. Experts say between 15 and 20% of children get it. Jasper's head was basically flat on the left side.
So when he's sleeping or in the car seat, his head's going to be one side, so there's going to be more pressure in the head. It's going to flatten out.
That's Jasper's dad, Andrew Bigger. Jasper's mom, Andrea Schillinger, says she was very anxious when she first found out about her son's condition.
There was a lot of emotion, more so fear that they would go for the surgery rather than doing the cranial band.
Sometimes babies' skulls harden prematurely, which would require surgery, but that wasn't the case for Jasper. His pediatrician recommended a specialist, who then recommended the Hanger Clinic in Fort Myers. A helmet or cranial band is most effective when a baby is between 6 and 9 months old, while the head is still developing. It's made of plastic to give it a rigid shape and is lined with a half inch of foam to protect the skin. Orthotist Peter DiPaolo has been fitting Jasper's helmet since November. He distracts the toddler with the toy that lights up and spins.
Babies tend to really, really get mesmerized by this.
If Jasper moves too much, the infrared scanner won't get a good read of his head shape.
If I could ask Dad to hold his hands down. Here we go. Oh, and he's moving in.
Jasper has a sock over his head with holes cut out for his chubby-cheeked face and ears. There's a wired receiver taped to the head sock.
The receiver is what talks to the computer. And then here is my wand that actually shines the infrared light onto his head and reflects back onto the camera, and then transfers that to a shape on the computer.
Jasper is about to graduate from his small gray and black helmet. He wore it for more than 5 months. This is the now one-year-old's last and final appointment.
We're gonna do a final scan, and we're gonna compare the original scan with this scan, and you can visually, not only with measurements, but also visually see the results we got.
DiPaolo used the original 3D image of Jasper's head to create the helmet. He did follow-up scans to review his progress. On DiPaolo's computer, an image of Jasper's first scan is to the left of his new one.
In the second picture here, you see now just visually, you could see how much more rounded his head is. Significant less of a flattening. Measurements are incredible, but pictures speak 1,000 words.
The pictures show more than half of the flattening has been reduced. Again, Jasper's dad, Andrew Bigger.
The biggest relief about it is that there's not going to be any complications because we were so proactive in the beginning about it.
Jasper's parents, both educators, get an A+ from Peter DiPaolo.
When I first started, parents were more shy about using a helmet. They didn't want to bring their child out in public.
But he says in the last 10 years, he's seen a growth in helmet use.
It's become more prevalent and it's more diagnosed, so they're using them now more than ever.
Jasper's mom, Andrea Schillinger, says she enjoys educating people about the helmet.
We could be walking through Target and we get stopped and asked questions.
And now DiPaolo says Jasper is...
graduated and he doesn't need the helmet anymore.
Yay! Schillinger says they're going to keep the helmet.
We talked about painting it. We talked about getting some signatures on it. But I think ultimately we've decided that we're going to leave it as is, because then he'll know what it was like when he had it.
DiPaolo says Jasper may not remember any of this, but he hopes Jasper will thank his parents one day for his round head. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.